Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I would note that our problems aren't just the dangerous terrorist organizations like Hamas, but these international organizations given power over our citizens and our way of life.
Texas Republican Representative Chip Roy says the International Criminal Court should not be able to prosecute Americans or U.S. allies like Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's under court arrest order. The Republican-led House just passed a bill imposing sanctions on any ICC officials who try. Former President Jimmy Carter was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia, after a Washington eulogy by his friend and successor, President Joe Biden.
Throughout his life, he showed us what it means to be a practitioner of good works and a good and faithful servant of God and of the people. And today, many think he was from a bygone era.
Biden said Carter might seem old-fashioned in placing service above his own ambitions, but the 39th president foresaw a future of racial tolerance and clean energy. President-elect Donald Trump will face sentencing in his New York hush money trial today after the Supreme Court refused to impose a last-minute delay. He's not expected to face any penalties. Meanwhile, Trump said to be preparing 100 executive orders, including reinstating Title 42, a pandemic policy used to expel migrants. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen represents Oklahoma.
Just as long as we deliver for the American people on securing the border, on energy independence, on getting the regulations rolled back.
Democrats in Congress have reintroduced legislation to stop Affordable Care Act marketplace insurance subsidies from expiring. Laura Packard is a Virginia healthcare advocate and cancer survivor.
If they had stripped away my insurance while I was going through treatments, today I would be bankrupt or dead because it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to save my life.
Trump has also vowed to repeal the ACA, which is now used by a record 42 million people. Looking to bounce back, state Democratic parties are organizing community forums to hear directly from voters. Massachusetts Democratic Party Chair Steve Kerrigan says he wants to hear from the more than a third of registered voters who chose not to vote.
Sitting out an election should not be an option. When our voice isn't heard, election results might not result the way we want them to be. And we've got to push back against that sort of apathy.
About 40% of folks under 30 cast ballots last year, down significantly from 2020. Next Gen America's Christina Sinsoon Ramirez says Democrats could reach them by highlighting education and good-paying union jobs.
These are winning policies, but they need to be at the forefront of their campaigns to be able to win. And there has to be deep investment also in key portions of the electorate.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.